Not everyone has a chance to have a dinner here. My name is Marta. I come from Spain. I've been living in Brussels for 6 months now. I work for different Michelin star restaurants, among which was Bonbon, here two star Michelin star in Brussels. So right now we're in the center of Galerie Ravenstein on the Rotonde. So this is where the event is going to take place. It's like part of the whole experience. Well, the plan is to offer to the customer a Spanish menu cooked with products from Belgium and Brussels. My mom is coming for the experience. She had a restaurant in Spain, so she's the best partner I could find. So we're going to be cooking together things that we already cooked, things that we know, but with a Belgium touch. Dishes that I've been eating all my life in Spain, that attach me to my roots and to my family. We've been visiting many farmers, producers, and talking to different people who are going to provide us with herbs, with fish, with vegetables.
I'm Steven Lecet. I'm from the organization Eatmosphere. So what we are doing is we are actually creating awareness around food waste. We're doing this in different ways. We try to upcycle again food surplus. We have done gastronomical events, but also we're creating new products with food surplus. And one thing that we're also doing is like different events to bring back people to nature, to the producers, to the products. So we have a lot of partners, which Marta has actually visited the last days, partners that have a philosophy about local, about respect for the, if you talk about meat, about for the animals, respect, and everything is about bringing the people back to nature and the producers and products.
My name is Manuel Puello, and 4 years ago I launched the project Open Kitchen. We bring an international chef, and we show the good products that are here in Belgium, local, urban, and sustainable. And then this international mind, this international creative mind, prepares something with these local products, and that we call it Global Cook Local. It's a sit-in dinner, but it's also social. It means that you are going to sit with all the people that you don't know, and it's a good opportunity to talk to people that you don't know and make new connections. And then we're going to try to be as interactive and storytelling and informative as we can. In the sense that as you're eating, we are going to try to be telling the participants what are they eating, where does the food come from, and we are going to do some storytelling around the different dishes.